Now, an Illinois teenager has been arrested on suspicion of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third during violence in Kenosha last night. According to a complaint filed in Lake County, Illinois, 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Under state law, he would be charged as an adult. That came after 3 days of protest and 3 nights of violent activity since the shooting of Jacob Blake by Kenosha police on Sunday. Blake, a black man, is in a Wauwatosa hospital. Yesterday, his father said that Blake is paralyzed from the waist down. Doctors don't know whether that would be permanent. Blake's encounter is being investigated by the State Justice Department's Division of Criminal Investigation. It said it hopes to present its findings to prosecutors within the next month. Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the state's largest law enforcement group. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
And Jim, one point of clarification. First of all, I believe the Kenosha police are one group that your organization does not represent. Do I have that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, first of all, your reaction to Sunday's incident and the days that have followed.
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I mean, our hearts go out to all those that are impacted by the shooting of Jacob Blake. You know, we recognize that, you know, the pain that this incident has caused Mr. Blake and his family. And we also acknowledge the concerns of those that are troubled by the actions depicted in the traumatic bystander video of the incident. You know, we understand, I believe, how, you know, that kind of video is emblematic of an experience that's familiar to many Americans of color. And, you know, we regret the hurt that this incident and those that those like it, that it has continues to inflict. I think at the same time, we also recognize that law enforcement officers are, you know, doing a very difficult job. And, you know, there is an investigative process, as you well know, in the state of Wisconsin that's unique compared to most places around the country. We have a state law that mandates an independent investigation by an outside agency. You just mentioned the State Department of Justice. And that process ought to be allowed to run its course. You know, I don't think it anyone benefits from drawing conclusions on the limited information that we have, although people are right to have their questions. And the outcome of the Sunday incident is, you know, it is tragic, regardless of the circumstances. But when it comes to a legal assessment of the officer's conduct and whether that was appropriate under the law, the circumstances do matter. And there's a lot of information that needs to be collected and gathered and examined very closely.
We've talked to you a lot, Jim, about this state law that requires these outside investigations, about the origins of that law. Can you remind us why that came into existence and a little more about how it works?
Absolutely. That was a long, multi-year effort on the part of many people. In large part, I have to give credit to Michael Bell, a gentleman out of Kenosha whose son was shot by Kenosha officers in 2004. And he received a settlement as a result of some litigation that he initiated against the city of Kenosha. He used that settlement, those settlement funds, to start a public campaign. And he and I came together sometime thereafter. And I think along with many others, I don't want to diminish the contribution of other groups, but I think you know, our ability to come together and reach across the blue line, so to speak, has helped establish a meaningful reform that protects both the public and protects the officers that serve them as well.
And we've heard from Governor Evers. He proposed some police reforms earlier this summer after the killing of George Floyd. We've heard from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying he's forming this task force. You have said in statements there's room for both of those. What are you hoping to see come out of this at the state level?
Well, you just said it very well. I think, you know, we believe that both the approaches outlined by Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Voss are not mutually exclusive. You know, we appreciate the fact that Governor Evers has identified a number of proposals that he has a certain urgency that he wants the state to begin taking steps to act on those measures. We support his interest in doing so. Speaker Voss, by contrast, wants to convene a task force to kind of take a broader, more systemic kind of examination. And we think that has value as well. And we ought to pursue both, quite frankly. And we think, you know, the problems of systemic prejudice that exists in this country and the disparities that exist, policing is certainly a part of them, but it is not the root cause of many of the problems that we're facing as a nation. And we really need to have a systemic, an examination that looks for a systemic set of solutions to what everyone seems to agree is a systemic problem.
Talking to Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, about the events over the last few days in Kenosha. Jim, there are certainly people in Kenosha, black people around the country, who are worried that the police aren't there to protect them, that the police are a threat to them. And then the protests, people saying it looks like the police are, you know, more friendly to armed counter protesters, treating them with kid gloves, treating the protesters themselves more harshly. What would you say to them in those concerns?
Well, I really can't comment on whether or not there's a distinction between how officers are treating one group over another. I think, you know, the officers in Kenosha and those that have been working there are in a difficult spot in the sense that they are spread very, very thin and attempting to, on the one hand, protect lives, protect property, protect the public, and on the other, also allow people to exercise their rights to free expression. When they're spread as thinly as they have been, with some people engaging in destructive and violent actions, and I think it's difficult for law enforcement to be everywhere. So I don't know to what extent they've treated one group different than another. I think clearly I'm pleased that someone was taken into custody with regard to the shootings that occurred last night. And, that should I'm sure there'll be some accountability that needs to be, meted out as a result of those actions.
Let's bring on a caller. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just was curious about the guest's position and his thoughts about our great Governor Evers, who sends out a inflammatory tweet saying, "I don't have all the facts in," and then starts talking about discrimination from a guy whose own decision of resisting arrest ended up with him being shot, where now he fanned the flames, knew this was going to happen, and didn't put enough law enforcement in place to protect property and people in Kenosha.
Steve, thanks for the call. And again, one part of the story that isn't clear was whether he was being arrested. But I want to read the excerpt of Governor Evers' tweet that Steve is referring to. Quoting here, "While we do not have all of the details yet, what we know for certain is that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals and law enforcement in our state or our country," end quote. And Steve is not the only person, Jim, to find that inflammatory. What do you think?
Well, we share his assessment, frankly, especially as it relates to that statement. I don't think the governor's statement there or those like it by others are very helpful. I don't think they do much to contribute to a constructive public dialogue on these issues. To essentially say, even though we don't have all the information, this looks just like yet another merciless killing at the hands of a Wisconsin law enforcement officer is very inflammatory. And I think it is, frankly, uncalled for. I think it is emblematic of the fact that we need more leaders in this country at every level. And this isn't a Republican or Democratic thing, to be able to say that, it's OK to support the fight for social justice and, the measures to address systemic disparities that exist in our country. And at the same time, support law and order and support the fact that the vast majority of men and women in the law enforcement profession do their jobs honorably and at great risk to their personal safety. And so I think, any statements about whether it's police officers or even protesters that paints individuals and groups with a broad brush does nothing to elevate the public discourse to really where it needs to be if we want to affect meaningful change.
In our last few moments, Jim, what do you see? What do you hope to see comes out of this?
Well, very much we would like to see the special session take place, and we'd like to see a Wisconsin begin to take some meaningful steps. To continue actually taking some steps. I think, the law that we passed in 2014 was very productive and first of its kind in the country. We need to build on that. I think we have a proud history of being progressive in this state, not only as a state, but as a law enforcement community. We ought to be looking at what we can do in the short term and the long term to affect meaningful change in a way that not only protects the public, but protects the officers that risk their safety to serve the public.
Jim, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. We talked to them about the shooting of Jacob Blake by Kenosha police and the protests and then violence in the city that have followed. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin teacher who received a national award for his efforts to teach Menominee traditional arts to his students. That's coming up next here on Central Time.